We are joined by Andy Bartlett, manager from the Ledge Estate Park. Good to have you back.
Good morning, Jim. Thanks for having me.
We have to come up. Well, during the regular season, we get you more often.
Yeah.
And you even had a late season naturalist working for you. So you guys were busy right up to the end of camping.
Yeah, yeah. And it still is busy. I mean, we just kind of trade one thing for another. We always say this time of year is a different kind of busy. And It feels like, your arms are still shaking because I don't know if I've never held a chainsaw as much as I have this fall with, you know, some timber stand improvement projects and hazard trees. And we rented a aerial lift for a week in November, and we had that out pretty solid for several days in a row, trimming dead limbs and hazard stuff over the roadways and campsites. So it's been a busy sawing fall.
And yes, parks do this. You do. Once you get into the really forested area, there's only so much you can do there unless you have actual lumberjacks come along or something like that. But again, a busy time of the year for you guys, actually, for the grounds. You and Clint, anybody else? Huh?
Yeah, invasive species removal and all kinds of stuff like that. So this is the more resource management oriented this time of year, but there's also this planning and prepping component to our training too this time of year. There's just all kinds of different stuff that keeps us busy right now.
Well, we know that it's December time, so that means annual meeting time, and this is our seventh time doing it.
Yeah, we've been recapping our yearly adventures, I guess you could say, since we just started in 2017, kind of recapped the 2016 year. So yeah, seventh year.
So numbers, things like that, because this you just give out a variety of things and projects that were done. Pretty easy, folks. Not hard to attend and figure out what's going on. But I can remember, when you had the Canyon Road going, we had the plans in there. You had, and people come up from Des Moines to take part in it.
Yeah, when there's major projects, you know, that's great to relay that information on what could be closed or what's anticipated for the next year. But then also, kind of look ahead to next year and talk about what we're going to do and all that stuff.
Yeah, and we do have the Friends of the Ledges taking part too. They do have their, they have more than a little presence.
Yeah, yeah. Usually a bunch of the Friends group members come and, talk a little bit about what their group is all about and what their goals and ambitions are for the next year and a little bit about what they've done. And great way to meet some of the faces behind the name and become involved going into the next year.
And you can be as busy with them as you want.
For sure.
Let's talk a little bit about some of the numbers and things, because this really, one of your first really big, I'm just going to say, a straight out, flat, typical kind of year for you.
Yeah. Yeah. We again had some, we weren't flooded out majorly like we have been in the past. It was fairly dry beyond June. We had some flash flooding in May and June that forced a short-term closures of the canyon had some cleanup to reopen that. But otherwise, it was pretty typical. Numbers that we're starting to see are really dropping back to what they were pre-pandemic as far as day use visitation goes. We were right around 300, 350,000 people a year going through the park on an annual basis. And, that spiked quite a bit, almost to 500,000 in 2020. Dropped off a little last year, but 2022 is kind of right back on par with that 300,000 number. Okay. So pretty interesting how that trend kind of spiked and then is going back down again.
Well, they were looking for anywhere to be outdoors.
Yeah,
Again, during the pandemic. But that's good, and I know a lot of things have been done in the past year. You kind of reviewed different things that went on last year. You did a lot of trail stuff, again, trying to restore, and because when you had that many people out there, they created their own pathways.
Right. We call those social trails, where you get off the main trail and they lead to areas that might be ecologically sensitive or dangerous even for a visitor to be. So we did some work with that. We also, in the past couple years, have had CCI crews, or Conservation Corps of Iowa crews, out contracted to replace and repair stone staircases. Well, after the first couple years, you know, they get the easy ones done.
Yeah.
And then this year, you know, we transitioned into a little bit more difficult staircase based on where it was in terrain-wise in the park. It was up pretty high and didn't have easy access, so there were some challenges with that. But they did a pretty good job with that staircase and just highlighting some of that stuff at the meeting, you know, talking about numbers, like you said, and involvement with the Friends group. But, you know, we've got this component, too, of it coming up that's going to be the 100th anniversary.
Yeah.
And really, we're a year away from that. You know,
I was going to say.
A year from now,
We'll be talking about.
Yeah, a year from now, we'll be geared up, and there'll be a lot of stuff ready to go.
Well, a lot of things like the Friends group, and I know that some of the planning is, what are we doing this year that is going to continue to build into 2024?
Right. And they spent a lot of time at their last meeting in October of this calendar year discussing what that would look like this next year and kind of organizing it into four big groups. You know, we talk about commemorating what this park has meant for the last 100 years, celebrating that as well, educating and inspiring people going forward. And the big one is, you know, what kind of legacy do we leave? What do people look back on in 100 years and say, wow, you know, in 2024, the Friends of the Ledges did this and it was amazing. You know, it laid the framework for what we're doing now, kind of like what we're looking back on this year and saying 100 years ago, citizens of Boone and the surrounding communities did this great service to our state to establish Ledges as a state park. So
we weren't the first, but we were early.
Yeah.
We were already being used a lot.
Right. Before it was dedicated. Yeah.
Way before. And again, it's, I always like looking back at some of the pictures. I know you've gone to the Historical Society and done some presentation stuff, and you see some of those older pictures. And I mean, there were a lot of people out there.
There were
a lot.
Yeah. And I don't know how much use has really even dropped off. And we talk about going back to what it was pre-pandemic. But if you look back historically, it's always been one of the most busiest used parks in all of our state system.
So, again, some of the numbers and things that he gets into much more detail at the annual meeting. So, annual meeting, you've done this at the City Hall in the auditorium. It's very convenient to do. It's got handicap accessibility, the west side entrance. Starting what, about 6?
6 o'clock, show up Thursday, December 22nd. 6 o'clock, somebody will be there kind of greeting and, you know, mingling and talking for the first half an hour. And then at 6:30, we're going to give a short presentation, 30, 40 minutes. And one of the fun parts about it is highlighting a volunteer.
I was going to say.
That we recognize every year as kind of going above and beyond or doing something special that really exemplifies that volunteer spirit and gives back to the park. And so we'll do that again this year. It's kind of a fun award to give out. Sometimes it's hard. I mean, every year it's hard to choose, because we have so many great volunteers and members of the Friends group that contribute so much. So it is hard to choose sometimes, but we do like giving that award out, kind of give it some feedback and recognition to those that help out so much with the park.
So again, that'll be part of the meeting that's coming up, the annual meeting. And then again, it is an opportunity because you will have some of the Friends, some of their organization, and they start talking about some of their thoughts, some of the things that we're looking at here.
Yeah. So the Friends group are going to really drive the effort to what we do in 2024, because they can do so much more than we can by raising extra dollars and adding extra help. And it'll really be the group that drives, you know, the whole celebration and what we're able to do and accomplish that year.
Reason Andy talks so much about them because they are like a right hand out there for, I mean, they do fundraising, they do, and they're there to help.
They are, yeah. A nonprofit, organized nonprofit group. They've been around since 2016. Like I say, there's members that just pay dues and financially support the group that way, which is great. And there's other members who go crazy helping to build floats and collect cans and bottles and just fill roles that enhance what we can do as staff.
They do a lot of they have concession
Yeah.
When campgrounds are open. Part of it is raising some money so they can use it. I know they apply for grants. The playground, a perfect example. Took a while to get it all there. But
It's great having the group, too, because we do these major capital projects like that campground renovation we did in 2018, and they're able to just continue to improve off of that, like with the playground upgrade and with some shower renovation stuff and some tree plantings. And so they continue to enhance year after year projects that have been done with state dollars that weren't able to accomplish some things that we wanted to do during the project.
Well, I know that there's a lot of things they keep looking at. And again, if people want to find out more about what's being planned, want to be a part of it, should come to this meeting and then start getting ready for 2024.
Yeah, check them out.
We want a lot of fun.
Check them out on Facebook, Friends of the Ledges. Come to the meeting the 22nd, 6 o'clock. Listen to the short presentation and then start a discussion. Ask questions. I've had several people in the last year and a half that are really interested in trying to figure out what we can do with that old stone building that sits in the bottom of the park. Yeah. So if all of a sudden that just, tripped a trigger in your mind, like, gosh, I wish the state would do something with that, we do too. And it's not easy to do because it's costly. It involves some lengthy steps for approvals to move or renovate a facility like that. But we want to do it. So we need help. A lot like the park needed help to become established as a park, and they got the help. Stuff like that nowadays needs help from the community, and that's where Friends Group or Concerned Citizens come in. So we'd love to hear from you.
Well, like moving the Henning Shelter.
Yeah.
That was a major undertaking, and again, it got a lot of local people heavily involved with it, too.
It did,
And that was a big project. You had to get it up out of the floodplain. That's the other... Well, we'll see what we can do.
Yep.
Anyway, the campground improvements have really become established. Trees, again, like you said, usual maintenance on those, but we did have some tree plantings out there back on Arbor Day time, and I'm pretty sure that the Friends are looking at doing some of that again, too, because you always like to help restore some of those trees that had to be removed. But we're going to kick off the new year.
Yeah, January 1. First day hikes.
One of the many locations in the state. And again, this is, they use the passport program that came out in,
2020 through partnership with Travel Iowa.
Yeah.
Yep. The DNR takes on this passport program, virtual passport program. So a lot more information can be found. If you just search on the internet for Iowa State Parks first day hikes, you'll find information on where all the hikes are, what times they start, where to meet, how long and how difficult the hike might be. But you'll also find information on this passport program, which is virtual. So you do it on your phone, you check in at a state park, and from the 30th of December through January 1st, for those 3 days, they're doing a special promotion where every time you check in a state park, you get one entry into a drawing to win a couple nights stay at a cabin at Pine Lake State Park near Eldora, which for us is great because it's not that far away.
That's pretty close, yeah.
And those cabins are so cool because they're old Civilian Conservation Corps. They're made out of stone. You can burn an actual wood fire in the fireplace. They're really rustic, cool cabins, and they're booked year-round up there. So winning a couple nights at one of those would be pretty cool. If you look at that site, I was just glancing at it yesterday. You could come to the Ledges hike at 9 a.m. and then you could even make it to another one yet that day because, down at Springbrook, there's one at 1 o'clock and up at Brushy Creek, there's one at 1 o'clock. So opportunity to make it to a couple of them or spread it out throughout the weekend, visit several parks and check in at each one you go to.
Give yourself a chance to be a winner.
Right, that's right,
it.
Yeah.
You don't do it if you don't win. Mm-hmm. You can't win if you don't go out and walk. That's or just go to the parks. I was going to say, a little cold last year, a little windy, but you had a pretty good group that was out there, and you took them on a little different hike.
Yeah, I think there was about a dozen that showed up, and the wind chill was negative 20 degrees, but we had a fire roaring in the shelter, and everyone dressed appropriately, and we shortened the hike up a little bit, but it was still kind of interesting. It almost felt like you were surviving out there for a little bit, but it was cozy and nobody struggled. And we made it happen.
If you have, we've had some where it's been very pleasant weather for it. And I think only once did we delay it because of a really extreme wind chill.
It was very, very cold. I'm talking like negative 41 year, and they made the call to cancel all of them across the state.
Yeah, there was that. But for the most part, you get some pretty good turnout, especially on when we get some decent weather.
If it's nice, there's usually 100 people or more there.
So, again, this will be on the 1st. It's going to be 9 o'clock in the morning. That's a Sunday morning, folks.
Just yep.
Want you to think about that this year. Again, you don't really have to sign up. All you have to do is show up for that.
Oakwood Shelter, show up, 9 a.m. on the 1st.
And if you want to find out more about the Passport program and the other hikes that are going on, again, the links are there. I even got it. I borrowed the DNR press release, so I did that. But put it again, if you can find it on our website or our Facebook page, we've got the links there too. You can check it out. So that's going to be a big part. Once again, looking to have folks get out there and come on out and be a part of the meeting that's going on. After that, then what happens then? Then you guys start getting ready for spring.
I was going to say, if you're a camper, you're going to want to be ready come January 1 as well, because you can start reserving stays for April 1st on January 1.
Oh, so that's right. You got so many months before.
3-month rolling window. And while I mentioned earlier that our day use visitation is kind of back down to that pre-pandemic level, our campground's not. It's as busy as ever. We are coming off of probably our second busiest year of all time, behind actually 2021. And so it's you just have to make reservations so far in advance if you want to get in there. So we're not looking at any type of changes as far as, you know, reservable versus non-reservable. So you'll still be able to try to come out and get a site on a first come first serve basis. But yeah, if you want, you know, a full hookup site, especially a reservable one, be ready 3 months before you want to come out and make that reservation.
One of the other things you did last year, again, you continued that wildlife camp.
Yeah.
Which, again, working with U of I on that. But local people participating and helping with that. You had another full camp.
Oh, gosh. 30 or 35 kids come out for a week and spend each day out there learning all about the park and learning from great, young, energetic instructors from across the state, really. And they get probably just as much out of it as the kids do. So it's a fun program to have. And we've been doing that, too, for 7 or 8 years now.
Well, have we done our hunt down there, by the way?
The Ledges Park Deer Hunt is still ongoing. Okay. It ends at 30 minutes after sunset on New Year's Eve, so it runs straight through the shotgun season. Since you can't shotgun deer hunt in Ledges, it's technically a refuge, but we use the hunt as a management tool. We've had 4 deer harvested this year, which seems low, but you know, if you look back over numbers through the years, it ebbs and flows. And really, the population of deer, while it's still a little high, it's really a maintenance hunt more than anything else, just to keep things where they're at. It occurs behind the scenes, so you know, it doesn't interfere with regular park usage, and hunters are restricted to be certain distances from trails and roads and buildings and picnic areas and all that.
Most of them are pretty good about it.
Yeah, I mean, we've been having this since 2002 or 2003.
It's
long
been
time.
Quite a while.
Long time.
But again, it's a management tool that you need down there.
Yeah. Not only, you know, for the resources of the park, but it also helps with neighboring landowners and crop depredation and things like that. So it's a win-win.
Folks, come on out, find out what's going on or what went on here the past year in Ledges State Park. You get a summary of that, activities and different things. And then, again, some of the thoughts, what's coming up for 23. And then after that, the Centennial celebration in 2024.
Yeah, it all starts Thursday the 22nd, 6 o'clock. Please plan to show up. The City Hall auditorium here in Boone on 8th Street. So plan to attend and find out more.
Well, we do appreciate you taking time to come in and visit with us. And again, folks, if you want, you can easily go down to the Ledges. We still open and just don't go through there fast when there's snow on the ground. County does go out and plow.
Yeah. All the main roads through, and so a lot of parking areas we plow. And so, yeah, a lot of access to the park this time of year. It's kind of a neat change of scenery.
All right. Thanks for coming in and joining us. And folks, come on out for the annual meeting on the 22nd, 6 o'clock at the Boone City Hall Auditorium. Andy, thanks for joining us.
Thanks, Jim.